your soul. You've been waiting in the sun too long. But if you say,
unmistakable sound of Travis there with their classic Sing, and I am delighted to be joined by two of the lads who are here in studio with me, Fran Healy and Dougie Payne from Travis. Welcome
Hello.
To the show.
Hello.
I was going to say welcome to Ireland, but you were here two nights ago. You were doing your gig with the Killers in the Three Arena. You are back tonight.
Yes.
You are back tomorrow night.
Yes.
The reaction has been huge. How did it go? How was the first night for you?
It was amazing. It was so great. We, you know, when you're supporting, I think you kind of sometimes expect it to be half full, you know, when you're going on. But it was rammed.
Yeah.
And it was just the response. The crowd were unbelievable.
Yeah,
it was like Glasgow crowds. You know, Glasgow crowds, Dublin crowds.
Wild.
Similar kind of energy. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was so great. And we love the Killers, and we've known those guys for a long time.
I was about to say, have you toured with them before? Have you played?
I did a thing with Brandon when he did his solo record. I was doing a solo record, and I went on the road with him. And a few of the guys in his band are in the backing up band for the Killers on this tour. So it was a wee bit of a reunion.
Yeah.
We've known them for ages. Like we go back way.
Yeah, and we did some like one-off shows in South America with them.
Okay.
Like Argentina, I think we did. So, you know, and I mean, met them at Live 8, actually. That was it.
Wow, Live
8, 2005.
Okay. So that's 2000, that's nearly 20 years.
So good playing with your mates. And I'd say, is there healthy competition on stage? Like when you're going Absolutely. On before them, are you like, I'm going to blast this out of the water now? Just
I wrote to Brandon a text before, like saying, oh, I hear you're doing a thing. You get a support for that tour by any chance? And he's like, all right. And I was like, I hope you realise, though, that we're going to go out on stage every night to blow you off the stage. And he's like, I'm perfectly aware of that.
And Fran, you're quieter than usual today because yes. you've done something to your throat.
Yeah, well, we were, see, on Sunday we were rehearsing in London, And then we all went out on the lash afterwards. And
as you do.
Well,
no, it was a weird one because it you don't usually, not on a Sunday, you know. It just kind of got out of control. And anyway, it was meant for, it was work, because we were going, we were doing a Camden pub crawl of all the places we used to go to when we first moved to London. So it was work.
Of course.
It just kind of spiraled out of control. Anyway, the next day I tried to do an impersonation of James Brown in the... And I ripped something ripped. It was like, you know, a 100-meter runner going, oh, yeah.
The tendon's gone.
Yeah. So how do you manage tonight then? You just...
Well, you just have to...
The show must go on.
Be calm. And there's lots of cool exercises you can do.
Right.
And that's what I'm going to do.
And also you have the crowds. I mean, like those songs, we played a little medley earlier on. Why Does It Always Rain on Me, Driftwood, Sing, Flowers in the Window. Like, you will have the crowd kind of carry you.
The other night, they were just amazing.
That was incredible.
And you know what? The thing is, that show, it's a killer show. And that show is just like... Their show's so... They're just showmen, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's tough. It was hard blowing them off the stage the other night.
Yeah. We gave it a good go.
Oh, no, we definitely blew them off stage.
But they put on an amazing show.
Amazing.
Yeah, but you put on fantastic. An amazing show. And, like, when you look at the legacy, like, you're an unbroken band. Like, you're an unbroken lineup.
Yeah.
The four of you.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, and so the four of you, unchanged and unbroken up... And you have had some incredible success.
Mm.
Like, it has been quite the wild ride, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I think back to 1999, I think when that album came out, and I was trying to figure out, dropped out of college, trying to figure out where I was going in my life. So it is the soundtrack to so many of our lives, that album.
And when you hear certain songs, these are like little bookmarks and that take you right back to that point. I still think there should be studies done at by really brainy people on it,
on what music does to the brain.
On what it exactly is, the magic of music. Because there's something else going on there.
Well, it's like the Oliver Sacks stuff with the kind of, you know, Awakenings was based on with the kind of people. Music does something that nothing else does. But you know, with the songs being kind of bookmarks, it's the same for us. With these songs, they take us back to, because we've known each other for 34 years.
That's unreal. It's unreal.
Kind of mad. But and these things, they take us back to like.
Because I'm only 37.
I know, it's incredible. And that's his natural hair colour.
I'm telling you. But actually, just when you're talking about songs and what they, you know, the power, you know. The power and the kind of the hold that they can have over people. And on the new album, which is due to be released in July, you have a lovely description of boats sitting on a water. Bring us to that.
Well, we were talking about how come some bands go like
and have huge success,
and some bands don't. And I was always thinking of it like a big giant lake, and all the wee bands are sort of floating like wee boats on the lake. And every year, there's two or three gusts of wind.
Yeah.
You played a young band here, 12-year-old rappers, right?
Yeah.
They're having a gust of wind right now.
Yeah.
You can't make that happen. That just happens. But everyone's out there, and it's the great leveler. And when you get the gust, your boat goes whoosh, away you go, and everyone else sees you go and go, oh, my God. And so that's kind of that was what I was kind of talking about.
I love
in the
that,
song.
And that happened to you back in 1999. I mean, it was like
it happens to every
you
band.
Were you going to give up at one point? You were going to give up quite early, and then
every band. That's the whole thing. But the point is never with anything, not even bands in life. Never throw in the towel. Mm. Don't throw in the towel. But you'd be surprised how many times people throw in the towel because it's difficult because it makes you feel like, oh, I can't do this. Oh, well, I'll just give up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know the amount of times that someone told me, oh, get a proper job. The other first ones that email you for tickets, you know, like, yeah. You know, oh, I hear you're playing and can I get a ticket?
No.
I have to get through some of these texts that are coming in, because if I don't, I won't. Catherine, great having Travis on with that unique voice, hearing them. I recall coming across a song called Idle Wild that they
that's
recorded.
Something else.
Idle Wind, yeah. Nobody wants that.
Oh, God,
with
no.
Josephine Oniyama. Another uh-huh. lady with a unique voice. Rock on Travis, that comes in from Patter.
That's lovely.
Saw Travis a few years ago in the Gaiety. They were brilliant. Going to the Killers tomorrow night. What a surprise, as one of my favourite bands are playing before them. Will you get Fran to give us a shout out to Matt and Mary tomorrow night?
Oh, tomorrow night. On stage tomorrow
yes.
night. I'll write
He's so
it on
eager
my...
he was about to do it there.
I'll write it on my arm.
Was at Wednesday's concert. It was great. Introduced my nearly 15-year-old daughter to Travis and the Killers. And that comes in from Rose in Tipperary. I mean, that's it. Like, you've got it's the lovely. Next generation coming, bringing. And do you find that at the gigs? That
yeah. I mean, not only at gigs, I find that in my house. My kids are forming a band, you know, but they've got their little band together.
Yeah.
And their pals come round and they all just play guitars. It's like a... It's not like dance music or anything kind of like that. It's listening to Dinosaur Jr. and Nirvana and yeah. just playing those kind of songs. And
amazing.
It's like, wow. It's weird because Freddie's 16 and so he's listening to stuff that we were listening to when yeah. we were 16. It's really strange.
And so when you're touring with the Killers now, because I know you toured with Oasis as well, you know, so a lot of the kids now are listening back, Nirvana, Oasis, they're yes, all coming through. So, yeah. like, are they, you know, or are they keen to find out about times like that when you were yeah. travelling with the lads? Or
I mean, that tour with Oasis, we were just in this weird little moment. Mm. We did the Be Here Now tour over here. Mm. And then we also went over to America with them. But then America was even better. Because it was, they were
was it
out of, they were off radar because they were getting hounded over here all the time. But over there, and we got to know them a lot better. And just so many brilliant times with that band. Noel and Liam, both amazingly funny people. Mm. Super, super smart, both of them. Mm. And a real shame that,
it's
that,
sad
that
what's
they're
happened.
Not. Yeah, but they're brothers and, yeah. and they've every right to fall out, you know. Cause,
yeah,
you know,
do what they like.
Yeah.
Come here, Fran, you've been living in LA for a long time now, like yeah. 10 years.
No, seven.
Seven yeah. years. Okay, 7 years.
It's good as.
And so the new album is called LA Times. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it. Obviously, massively influenced from your time there.
I think, well, it comes from the song LA Times, which is at the end of the record. It's the last track in the record. There's a lot of swearing in it. And it, I didn't mean to swear. It just came out that way. I was, because it's like a place where people talk about New York being like a tough city and whatever. Mm. LA is hard. Mm. If you are out and you go out into it, it's really, it's so many, I've never been threatened so many times and got into fights and all, like, but with all what's going on there. However, there is a silver lining to it all, because it's a kind of... You can't take your eyes off it. Mm. You know, it's an interesting place to be. Mm. Everything's happening there. It's we could talk about it for ages, but it definitely found its way through in some of the songs.
Yeah, and my sister lived there for 7 years as well, actually, and she's moved home last year. But the disparity as well with LA, I mean, it's like nowhere else in terms.
It's very. Here's the thing: as cities go, it has the ingredients to be an absolute. Top, amazing, multicultural melting pot like New York, like London, and but everything's segregated. Mm. It's so sprawled and spread out that you don't get, and then everyone gets in their wee pods and goes from place to place listening to their podcasts, and no one, there's no central place where we all just dump out and everyone's bumping off each other. And I think that's if I could wish for anything for that city, it would be to have a decent public transport system, because that's where it happens, right? On the tubes, on the buses, on the, you know, anyway.
Dougie, no fear of you moving to LA?
No chance.
No chance. I have to ask you quickly, because the Euros start tonight, Scotland, Germany.
Oh, man.
Yes. What are we predicting?
Oh, my.
Well, I am optimistic, after, because we were in Munich last night doing this charity thing for the SFA, Scottish Football Association, and we played a few songs, chatted to a few, not many, German people, mostly Scottish people. 200,000 Scotland fans have descended on Munich. So good luck, everybody. But the German people that I spoke to, they were kind of saying, "Oh, well, we're not so confident. We think you're going to get something." Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say 1-1.
Okay.
I think Scotland are going to win, and they'll meet Germany in the final.
Hey, there we go. Love it. Bookings. We're going to play, lads. We could chat for hours, but we're under time pressure. We're going to play one of your new songs now. This is Raise the Bar.
Cool.
There's a great story behind it. Have we time? We don't even have time to hear the story behind it.
It's about bars.
That'll do. Here's Raise the Bar.